Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today. And one of the standout Wisconsin running backs that we're bringing to you today is Dari Ogunbowale, and he was down at the East-West Shrine Game, and we didn't have time to find him. It was a very busy week, and you kind of want to grab kids and kind of get a hold of them, but in between them going to practice and getting pulled by scouts every which way they go, it's kind of hard, but fortunate enough to get him on the show. But with that said, Dari, good morning to you. You're kind of going through your combine prep and no more days of playing as a Badger?
Yeah, it's a little different. You know what I mean? Now I'm training more just strictly for the combine, things like that, instead of going out and competing with my teammates and stuff. So, yeah, it is a bit different.
Nice. And I'm sure just kind of before we kind of get into the nooks and crannies of what you do, I mean, what was the experience like going down to the Shrine Game and just kind of experience of that? And, you know what it was like. I mean, NFL scouts, GMs, coaches, everywhere you go.
It was awesome, you know, really getting a chance to play with obviously guys I've never played with before and great players. You know, I mean, obviously that's the point of the Shrine Game, is to have a bunch of standout guys being able to compete against each other. But it was a real good opportunity for me to kind of gauge myself and see how I stood against other good players around the country and with different teams. And it was also just a good time, you know, being able to meet different guys and hang out with guys. And then, like you said, getting a chance to be in front of scouts and GMs like I did.
Yeah, definitely. Great opportunity for any young man kind of going through the draft process, having that opportunity for them to kind of really go one-on-one. And kind of it'll save you some time when you get to Indianapolis as well, because at least they'll have some interview done and there'll just be a lot of medical checks and then kind of fine-tuning what they want to know about you. I mean, since a young age, have you always played running back? When did you kind of start getting your hands on the ball?
Well, so no, I actually at a young age, I was a soccer guy. I mean, my dad, he's a Nigerian immigrant, so soccer was – the biggest thing for me and my siblings, we all played soccer growing up, and I was a bit undersized, so that was kind of how I stuck with soccer. And then my junior year of high school, I decided to, you know, switch over to football. Just I was getting a little bigger, and I wanted to try football, and I was kind of growing weary of soccer, kind of. So I switched over to football, and that's where I took off of football. But when I switched over, the high school coaches put me at defensive back, so I played corner and safety in high school, and I returned a little bit of punts and kickoffs, and that was really the only time I got my hands on the ball. But then I got to Wisconsin, walked on as a cornerback, and then my redshirt sophomore season, that's when Coach Anderson, who was the coach at the time, he asked me to switch over to running back due to guys being banged up at the position. So that's the first time I played running back was my redshirt sophomore
nice.
Year of college.
Wow, that's fantastic. And obviously you made the most of the opportunity, and like I said, the rest is history. I mean, any nerves or butterflies when you make that switch? I mean, or was it, I guess, a welcomed opportunity there where you were excited about it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the time, the first time I was like, it was a little surprising, you know what I mean? I'm a walk-on cornerback. I was still walking at the time, and coaches asked me to play running back, which is a position at Wisconsin, which is pretty, you know, pretty heralded. So, luckily, Melvin Gordon at the time, he was my roommate, and he helped me out a lot. You know, we would watch film late at night, and just when we get back to the apartment, just so he could, because he was excited for me, you know, being able to play running back and things like that. And obviously, he was a great player, and he gave me a chance to learn from him and kind of get some inside tidbits on what it took to what made him a special runner and things like that. So, he taught me a lot, and then you know, I got a chance to play, and it was just fun, you know, being able to carry the ball and hear my name called, you know, more often than just a special team tackle. So it was definitely a good time.
Definitely. I mean, it has to be exciting, especially, like you said, in that program where it's such a lineage of, you know, productive running backs, and you included. I mean, when the opportunities arose, I mean, you definitely made the most of it, and obviously your teammate Corey Clement's going through the same process. I mean, what's it kind of being like? I mean, you know, a year ago, you know, you're kind of like the bell cow this year. You didn't have as many carries, but what's it like getting that mindset knowing that, you know, I mean, granted, when your number's called, you got to play, but that unselfishness, I guess, that you kind of had to learn to play with where, you know you can't get 20 carries, which every running back wants. What was it like kind of going into the games craving those carries?
you know, it was tough. You know what I mean? Me and Corey were very close, very close. He's like my brother. So obviously when I would have success, he'd be excited and vice versa when he had success. But obviously, I mean, me being a competitor, you know, I want to go into the game and I want to be the leading rusher and get all the touches and things like that. But I mean, I think that helped me out a lot. Just having Corey there and I was able to, you know, be a change of pace guy, and I was still able to have my big games and big moments and things like that and help the team win. So I don't know if it was necessarily difficult going from last season to this past season, just because I know that, I mean, my role was still helping the team be successful. And I still got, you know, my snaps on special teams. My role on special teams picked back up how it used to be, being more of a, you know, third down 11 personnel running back. But, yeah, I don't think that it was really difficult to be able to kind of take a back seat. But it was more, you know, me just knowing my role and trying to, you know, help the team as best I could.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Dari Ogunbowale here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft with the Wisconsin standout, kind of sharing his beginnings at Wisconsin, becoming one of the productive Badgers that's on his path towards the 2017 NFL draft. And that'll be held in Philadelphia this year between the days of April 27th through the 29th. I think one of the biggest benefits for you is, and you kind of, you know, dealing with Melvin and even seeing other, you know, prospects go through the process is, you're pretty fresh. I mean, scouts can't look at you and go, hey, Dari, we think you've kind of, you know, there's no tread left on the tire. So you have to be fresh. You've been injury free. So I think that's a big bonus for you. When you spoke with scouts down at the Shrine Game, what are some of the things that, you know, were positive that you, you know, positive feedback that you heard from them?
Well, yeah, that was definitely one of the bigger things, you know, just me being a kind of guy that hasn't, you know, been hit a lot and things like that, you know, real fresh, you know, stayed out of injuries, and also just my durability, you know, I mean, never missing a game throughout my whole career was big for them. But then apart from that, just the health part, they like my versatility, you know, I mean, like you said, I mean, when Corey went down in 2015, I was the bell cow, and I took all the carries, you know, first, second, third down, it didn't matter, and I had some success with that. And then when Corey comes back, I'm more of a third down back and very trustworthy in pass protections and catching the ball out of the backfield. But then also, you know, I split out, you know, had some plays where I was playing, you know, number three receiver, slot receiver, and things like that. And then even a little fullback, you know, lead blocking for Corey and some specialty personnel. So that was really the big thing that they liked is my versatility. You know, I've been able to do a lot of different things within the offense. And then, of course, special teams, which is going to be very important to me at the next level. They see a history of special teams playing on all four special teams throughout my college career. So that's really the big things that I heard in speaking with the scouts and GMs down at the Shrine Game was those main points.
Definitely. And I mean, I think you bring up so many qualities to your game. And I think that's what's so fun to watch you and, you know, being able to see you kind of do what you did at the Shrine Game. I thought you made yourself, look very presentable. I mean, you know, they like to say that, you know, you made yourself some money down there in St. Pete's for that week you were down there. I think you did very well in practice. I ask all the guys this. I mean, does anything go unnoticed about your game? Is there some stuff that scouts can't see on film? And you probably really got your eyes opened up being down in St. Pete's where, you know, scouts might have brought up some things that you totally forgot about. You're like, wow, these guys really do their homework. But, I mean, game film study, leadership qualities. I mean, what are some of the things about you that they may not see on film that's a big bonus and something they should know about?
I think just with my role this past year, you know, being a big guy in protection and catching the ball out of the backfield, I kind of go under the radar with how good of a runner I am and my vision and things like that. You know, I didn't really have a lot of opportunities to do that this year, apart from some games, you know, where I did have over 100 yards. But, you know, I think my talent as a runner kind of goes overlooked, you know, with the other things that I do well. Also, like you said, I mean, I was voted captain. I mean, I think that scouts know that a lot. So, I mean, my leadership qualities are there, and I don't think those were overlooked. But I think that's probably the biggest thing is just my skills as a runner.
Nice. I remember seeing a team captain. I thought, man, that's a pretty dominant role for a walk-on DB to kind of emerge and be the captain, especially in the role you said, you know, that kind of Corey got the majority of the carries, but you had that team captain role. And I think that kind of goes deeper than what you just are on the field. I think you had to do a lot of positive things in the locker room and in practice to kind of earn the, you know, admiration of your teammates. For you, I mean, going through this process, you said you were training. Where are you doing your combine prep at?
I'm down in Davie, Florida. I'm training at Pete Bomarito's Performance Systems. So it's been real good for me down there and getting healthy or staying healthy and trying to make sure I'm getting faster.
Yeah, Pete does a fantastic job. I mean, you probably see all the the names that have gone through there, and I mean you talk about work and the way to do things right. I mean, Pete, they definitely have the science down. I'm curious. I mean, what's your height, weight right now? Maybe, I don't know, you might even have added or shedded weight since the Shrine game, but, kind of what's the goal weight heading into the combine?
Yeah, so I'm still around the 208 that I weighed in at the combine, or at the Shrine game, and still the 5'10". I'm not sure if they shrunk me for that, but I guess I'm 5'10 now. But, I'm trying to probably stay around there. I'm feeling out, my agent's feeling out what the scouts kind of want me at. It's not very hard for me to lose or gain weight. So I'm kind of just trying to see where I'm preferred to be at, but I'm planning on staying around this weight, maybe a little bit more at the combine.
Definitely. And have they gave you the heads up on to bring an extra duffel bag to the combine? Because if you don't, you're going to be leaving so much free stuff away, you won't be able to pack it.
Oh yeah. I've heard. I've had, like you said, I've had a lot of guys go through this process, so I know kind of know what to expect. Know the waking up early and making sure I have a lot of room for some clothes.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some horror stories, guys, just giving away stuff at the airport because they can't bring it through baggage claims and stuff. So, like I said, definitely want to bring that extra bag, or you could get hammered. I'm curious to this question just because of Wisconsin, and there's so many running backs, and you kind of fit the mold because you are one as well. But is there anybody that you get comparisons to, or anyone that you kind of pattern yourself after that's at the next level?
Oh, well, one thing I've been hearing a lot, I guess, is just because we both went to Wisconsin, is James White, with New England. Just probably more of just because of our role on third downs and being able to catch the ball out of the backfield and things like that. So I would probably say him. Another one that I've heard is like a Danny Woodhead type of guy, even though I'm a bit bigger than him. But Danny Woodhead, being in there for third downs, being in protections and things like that. I guess those would be the ones that I hear the most. I would probably say those two guys.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Dare Ogunbowale here on the C2P talking some NFL draft as this young man makes his path towards the draft. He mentioned earlier he's training with Pete Bomarito down there in Florida, one of the top combine prep facilities, getting him ready for combine pro days and all the things that come with being one of the top prospects in the nation. And we appreciate him sharing his time with us. I believe you signed with NBK Sports. I believe so. And if that's the correct answer, what did those guys bring to the table where you knew that, that was going to be the best fit for you?
Yeah, I'm with MBK and Eugene Lee. I think they were just a great fit. First off, they had a good relationship with Pete down here, so I knew that because this is where I wanted to train. After talking to James White, this is where he trained, and he said this would be a real good fit for me. So this is where I wanted to go, and then and learning that they had that good relationship with Pete, that was obviously one of the pros. But also, they're just good people, and know a lot of people. Eugene especially, he has a lot of connections, and he does a very good job with his clients. I've talked to a lot of his clients that are in the league now, and they say nothing but great things about him. And then even down at the Shrine game, talking to scouts, they all ask who my agent is, and anytime I say Eugene Lee, they all say I made a good choice and things like that. And that's exactly what I wanted, just to have an agent that I can trust like I do with Eugene. So I think that was the biggest thing, is just kind of the trust factor. And also, like I said, the connections that he has and the people he knows.
Yeah, Eugene, definitely a great kid. I can see him all around. We know each other very well. And like I said, you did yourself right. And, you made solid choices so far, Dari. You're down at Pete. You got Eugene representing you. So, like I said, you're crossing off all the check marks in a positive place. Real quick, before we run out of time, we have a few more questions left. But I'm talking about that walk-on role and you being a defensive back. Has there been any talk of you possibly going to the other side of the ball? I mean, is that just kind of a pipe dream at this point?
No, I mean, I really haven't heard too much of that. Scouts have brought it up, with the whole versatility thing, just – in case something were to ever happen at a roster spot, But, no, I wouldn't say that's a plan, I guess I could say. I mean, I've done well carrying the ball. I don't think that they would want me to switch over back to defense.
I definitely, yeah, I would assume. And, you know, like I said, then you kind of start, you know, daydreaming off and you think, you know, Bill Belichick or Troy Brown, receiver, defensive back, and then, you know, then James White already being in New England, and then, you know, Dari in New England, and then, you know, DB goes down, and then you're filling in for, you know, Butler or some crazy stuff. So, like I said, you know, we could get carried out of the way. Before we let you go, though, we always like to offer you some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's go.
All right. Well, I hope you're hungry because today you're allowed to take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. So who's Dari Ogunbowale going to take to dinner?
That's a tough one. That's a good one. I'd probably say Zendaya. She seems like she would be a good person to take out to eat. She seems fun and lively, so I would probably say her.
Nice. I think that's our first Zendaya, man. I appreciate that one. I do. I love getting a new name. I get Megan Good, Lauren London, Rihanna, Megan Good, Lauren Rihanna, Beyonce. You know, it's just like, come on, get creative, guys. Come on. And the next question for you, take us inside that Wisconsin locker room. I mean, who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Nicknames? I don't know if they have any crazy nicknames. Let me think. I guess I would probably go with Corey. You know what I mean? We called him C Murder just because some of the things that he would do to safeties when they tried to tackle him, you know, he kind of punished some guys. So I guess that was the most different nickname we had. Other than that, I mean, we used to just call guys by their initials. But C Murder was definitely the only real nickname we had for someone just because of the things Corey used to do when people tried to get in his way.
Well, you know what's funny, Dari, is now that you brought that up, is when we talked to Corey down at the Senior Bowl, we asked him that question, and he said what you guys call, was it corn dog or hot dog?
Oh, yeah, that was when he was a freshman.
And he said he hated the nickname. He said he hated it.
Yeah, exactly. That was more of a kind of a ridicule nickname, just because they called him corn dog as a play on with Corey, and that was the older guy's freshman. I never really called him that because I knew how much he hated it, but. Yeah, Corn Dog was one of the nicknames he had.
Yeah. I tried to make him feel better about it because when we spoke with Doug Martin down at the Senior Bowl, that's when he revealed that they used to call him Muscle Hamster at Boise State, and he hated it. And I said, well, you know what? You hated your nickname. I said, you know, Doug hated his nickname, so hopefully, you know, you have the same success just from having, you know, nicknames you dislike, but you have great NFL careers, and you kind of laughed it off. So, and then the final question for you before we let you go, we've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey from Illustrated Creations. He paints and designs cleats, and if you could have any of your cleats painted or some sort of theme, what would you kind of want sprayed on those?
I'd probably go with a, you know, Nigerian theme, you know, green, white, green, maybe a flag on there. Like I said, my dad's an immigrant, came here in his 20s, and I'm, you know, very proud of that heritage. So I try to make sure I display that as much as I can. So I would definitely have a, you know, a nice pair of cleats, probably a white pair, and get some green, white, green, and maybe a couple of eagles on there. That's the mascot of the Nigerian national soccer team. So. Yeah, definitely. I would definitely go that route.
Excellent stuff. Well, Dari, hey, man, we know you're busy. We appreciate you stopping by. Please say hello to Pete. Pete, say hello to Eugene. You'll probably talk to them and see them before we do. But I'll see you in Indianapolis. Safe travels. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thanks a lot, man. Nice talking to you.
You too. Once again, that is the standout Wisconsin running back, Dari Ogunbowale, here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then he'll be featuring his upcoming draft bio at collegetopro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.